I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're featuring our youngest guest ever on the show.
My name is Layla, and I am 9 years old.
Layla, at just 9 years old, runs her own nonprofit. That's called Layla's Promise. It all started with the project back in 2019.
My first project was in December 2019, and I told my parents that I didn't want Christmas gifts. I had so many things already, but thought maybe we could help less fortunate children in our community.
So in December of 2019, instead of Layla receiving her own Christmas gift, she asked her mom to help her organize gifts and necessities for others within the community.
My mother posted about what I was doing on Facebook, and so many people reached out to help that project. They donated money and even sent supplies.
Layla, with the help of her mom, donated 50 bags to a youth center in Toledo. The bags were filled with snacks, hats, gloves, toiletries, and more. And speaking of more, Layla wanted to do more. In early 2020, just as COVID became a reality, Layla again shifted her focus to those in need.
When COVID hit, we wanted to donate, we wanted to give letters to a senior shelter, to a nursing home. And then we decided to write cards since they want to allow visitors to come due to COVID. So we decided to write, letters. And some of my friends also helped out, my friends from school.
Layla and her friends sent around 200 letters to nursing home patients isolating in those early days of COVID. It was around this time that Layla and her mom saw these individual projects in a bigger picture. Although this was never part of the original plan, it did not come as a great surprise to Layla's mom, who has noticed this kind of care and advocacy in her daughter from an early age.
Yes, Layla actually comes from multiple generations of community leaders, both here and abroad in Liberia. So to me, it wasn't a surprise, just because she's been so caring and has always been empathetic from a young age. She'll always come up to us and say, I have an idea, after the first project, because I made that initial post on Facebook, just letting people know what it was that Layla was doing. I think that prompted others to help us. We had no intention of making this or starting an organization at first, but after that first project being successful and Layla wanting to do something else later for the adults in the nursing homes, again, as I said, she'll always come up with a new idea. That's why we decided to go ahead and make an official organization. I actually think she was talking to one of my siblings, either my brother or sister, when they were talking about her projects, and they decided that she should create something called Layla's Promise.
So Layla's Promise is a platform for Layla, but other young voices in the community, to bring people of all ages and backgrounds together in a service learning environment and connect community organizations in service. She's already thinking of her next project, which involves tackling childhood hunger in Toledo.
So we were thinking about doing a color run or a town hall, because we did a town hall at my school once, and I watched the news a lot and learned that the number of people that go hungry and live in poverty are high in Toledo. Because of that, I've come up with some ideas to help. And we have raised money and donated money to Connecting Kids to Meals, hosted food drives, filled bags at Christmas, and passed them out to neighbors in our downtown Toledo.
So Layla has her work cut out for her, but it was very important for her to say that she doesn't do this work alone.
I'm lucky because my parents, grandparents, and their friends listen to what I have to say. That's how we've been able to help in our community here. I don't do it alone. People and organizations here in Toledo support me and Layla's Promise.
And in the same way that Layla feels guided and supported by her family and the community of Toledo, it's also Layla's family who feels inspired and supported by her motivations and her advocacy.
For us, we've always been open and allowing Layla to express herself. I think she mentioned that children have good ideas and want to be heard. Kids always, I mean, they see things through a different lens than we as adults do. So I do think it's so essential to listen to them, listen to what they see and how they feel that they can help. Even if it's something small initially, I think it can always grow into something bigger as they get older.
I asked Layla what she thought the future held for her, what she wanted to be when she grew up, what she thought she might study in college, which are big questions for a 9-year-old. She didn't know just yet, and instead decided to focus on the now, encouraging others to take part in their own form of advocacy in Toledo.
I just hope that others will see what we do with the help of family, friends, and the community, and be encouraged to do the same.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.